And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah, and toward all the land of the plain, and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. Now there was an appointed sign between the men of Israel and the liers in wait, that they should make a great flame with smoke rise up out of the city. But when the flame began to rise up out of the city with a pillar of smoke, the Benjamites looked behind them, and behold, the flame of the city ascended up to heaven. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke, as out of a seething pot or cauldron. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Maskil of Asaph. O God, why hast thou cast us off for ever? Why doth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? For my days are consumed like smoke, and my bones are burned as an hearth. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and upon her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. For wickedness burneth as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. Howl, O gate! Cry, O city! Thou, whole Palestina, art dissolved, for there shall come from the north a smoke, and none shall be alone in his appointed times. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up for ever. From generation to generation it shall lie waste. None shall pass through it for ever and ever. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look upon the earth beneath, for the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment, and they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be for ever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Which say, Stand by thyself, come not near to me. For I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud, and as the early dew that passeth away, as the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions. and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone. By these three was the third part of men killed by the fire and by the smoke and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And again they said, Alleluia! And her smoke rose up for ever and ever.